Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. Okay, let's be honest. When you're looking at your numbers, sometimes it feels like you're looking at a report card for a test that you didn't study for, right? Like, that's what it feels like. You're just like, I don't, like, is this, like, working? Did I fail the test? Am I doing okay in the subject? Like, what am I supposed to make out of these numbers that are on a page? And I get it. As someone who is not a numbers first person, I think that data can be one of those things that is like nails on a chalkboard. I don't always want to look at it. Like, operations, KPIs, metrics, data, numbers, like, that can be pretty intimidating, especially if you're not someone that that's like your strength. And so that is why I knew that in episode 2 of our series about why do podcasters ignore, we had to tackle data. Now, we're going to go high level and tackle some of those top questions that we get a lot of the time about data in your content. But really, I wanted this to be a conversation about how can we break it down to where you're not scared of your metrics. You're not scared to go in and look at them, even if they're not millions of downloads and thousands of listeners. I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to feel proud of them. And I want you to know that your numbers don't determine your worth. Do I need to say that again? Do we need to go ahead and get on the soapbox? Like, really? At the very beginning, the introduction of this episode, let me say that again. Your numbers don't determine your worth as a creator. So that's what we're going to go into this whole episode about. But we are going to talk about how your analytics can help you grow and be more strategic with what you do in your content so that you can serve your audience better. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we? Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Profit Podcast. We are in the middle of a 5-part series entitled, Why Do Podcasters Ignore fill in the blank. And last week we talked about why do podcasters ignore their audience? And today we are talking about data. So why do podcasters ignore it? We're going to talk about the reasons why, like legitimate reasons why some of you ignore your stats. We're going to talk about like the ones that actually matter. And then we're going to dive into how to make that data work for you and what that looks like going forth into the rest of 2025 and beyond. So I hope that you're excited. Now, like whether you're feeling good, bad, or indifferent about, you know, your metrics today, I want you to feel confident. Like that is my only goal after today's episode is for you to feel more confident looking at your numbers. And it's funny because I'm sitting here thinking, I don't really feel confident in how I say the word data. Is it data? Is it data? I may use both interchangeably today, right? Tomato, tomato. So just be prepared for that, along with my funny Texas accent that everyone loves to remind me of. Like, I just want you to know that's likely going to happen in today's episode. But again, let me run down specifically what we're going to cover. We're going to talk about why podcasters avoid their stats, like the real reasons, then the metrics that actually matter. Then we're going to cover how to make that data or data work for you. All right, so let's dive in. Why are podcasters ignoring their metrics, right? The first one is kind of the obvious answer is I don't understand them. Let's just be really honest. There's an entire section. If you are a Profit Podcasting member, this is my digital course where I show you in 30 days or less how to start, launch, and market a podcast. I have a specific section where it talks about this is what a play means in this app. This is what a stream means in this app. This is what a download or a listen means in this app. So even across the different podcasting platforms that we have, they're not all the same. Essentially, yes, like a download is a listen, is a play, is a stream. Like they all mean the same thing. But for someone that's never started a podcast before and doesn't understand all the lingo and the different numbers and stats that they're looking at, you're like, is this good? Is this the same thing? I don't understand. So that's why a lot of people avoid them. They're just like, I don't know what those numbers mean. I don't know what these labels mean, and I'm lost. Can you help me, Crystal? This way, a lot of people like come to me like, can you explain to me what these are? So if you felt that way, you are not alone. You are not unique in feeling confused by analytics. I feel like we've all been there at some point in time. So that's the first reason why people avoid them. The second one is my downloads aren't high enough, so I'd just rather not look. Is this you? Like, I mean, I know I can't see you, but I feel like so many of you are like raising your hand or you just nodded along and said, yep, that's me. That's me. Like, my downloads aren't in the millions, so why do I even look? My downloads aren't in the tens of thousands, so why would I even look? I don't even get over 100 downloads per episode, so what is the point? I know some of you, y'all are out there, you're nodding because y'all have told me this. I have had so many conversations with podcasters that say, well, I'm not getting tens of thousands of downloads. So why would I even look? Like, why do I care? Like it's, you know, I just rather not look at them. And then the other reason why podcasters ignore their content is so many people are just saying, I'm just going to create content and I'll look at the numbers later. Right? The metrics don't matter. The content matters. And I think that this is the camp where I have really fallen for a long time and still part of the philosophy that I adopt today. It's slightly tweaked, just slightly tweaked, because I think you should care about your content. And I love that you're not just chasing the like virality of like, I gotta, you know, do this to go viral and gotta do this. Because what ends up happening is you compromise yourself as a creator. And you get caught in this loop of just trying to chase that next viral moment. And it can get really exhausting from someone that used to create 3 YouTube videos a week. A week? 3 YouTube videos, 2 podcast episodes, a live stream on Tuesdays, a weekly newsletter, posting on Instagram every single day. Like I was on the content hamster wheel of just creating and not looking at the numbers. Because if I would have looked at the numbers a long time ago, I would have noticed that me also putting out, I forgot to add in, a daily podcast. So Monday through Friday, I would put out an episode of 5 minutes or less. And while I loved it, I loved the Potty Report. It is still out there. You can still go listen to it. It is a show that I did for 3 years. I loved this podcast. But the numbers didn't lie. I was not getting a lot of downloads. I was not. There might have been 16 to 20 listeners that were like listening to it on the regular. Outside of that, like it was not good. Let's just call it that. And although I loved creating the content for that podcast, it was also stressing me out. And so when I weighed the pros and cons of, should I keep this podcast? Is it adding value to my business? Do I still enjoy doing it? I finally hit a point where I'm like, this isn't a value add to the business. It's not bringing in new leads. Like, yes, I enjoy it, but I think that like I would enjoy having those Saturdays back where I'm not thinking about this podcast or stressing myself out on a Friday morning, like, oh my gosh, I forgot to record these episodes. I got to get them out for next week. Or like recording whenever I was, you know, traveling with my family. There was this one time I got so many comments on this one specific episode I did because you could hear my parents' chickens, like it was their roosters, like cock-a-doodle-dooing, like in the background. Because y'all, I was on my phone and I had my lapel mic and I was recording at like Saturday at 7 a.m. or something because I needed to record this episode. I needed to get it out. Instead of enjoying just the roosters crowing and me sipping on my morning coffee, I was recording these episodes. So it was stressing me out, but the metrics, the numbers are what helped me see, oh, this is probably something that we could do without in the business. That way I could focus on more strategic plans. And I still think it was the right move. I do still miss that podcast. It was so special to me creatively. And I love the content I created there. I loved the comments that I got. There were people that were like, we love the roosters crowing in the background. Like, we need more unhinged content like that. And I'm like, that was great, but also I don't live on a farm. Like that's where, you know, my parents, they have land and property and they're able to do that. But the metrics really told me that I needed to let that project go. And so when you're thinking about your own reason for why you may be ignoring your metrics, like just call it out. Don't be ashamed of it. Just call it what it is. If you don't understand it, name it, like call it out, speak truth to it. Like, I just don't understand my metrics. Don't have any shame. Okay, that's fine. You're in good company. I didn't understand podcast metrics either whenever I first started. So you're good. If you are in that comparison trap of saying my downloads aren't high enough, that's okay too, because we can work on that. And then if you are just been focusing on content, that's fantastic, but let's get strategic with the numbers that you do have, okay? So that's the first part about this. Like, why do podcasters ignore their content stats? So let's move into the metrics that actually matter. So these are the numbers that we look at in our business and what it can mean, you know, for you and your content, whether you have, so let's take this broader and not just speak to podcasters, but any type of content creators, whether you're a blogger and you have a website, you have a YouTube channel, you have a podcast, you have a social media channel that you're following, you have an email list, you can apply some of these metric measurements to those as well. But I just want to kind of throw it out there as a broad, like these are some of the places where we measure and how we compare some of the numbers in our business that we measure on a regular basis. So the first thing is downloads over time versus total downloads. Now, what I mean by this is in Buzzsprout, and we'll have to, if you're watching the YouTube video, we'll put up a cool graphic of what this looks like. I look at my cumulative downloads. Right? This is basically from the very first day I launched my podcast in 2018 to where we are now in 2025. And you can see it's like just a straight line, right? Like up and to the right. That is, you know, the every single download that has ever happened, that graph will always show you it's up and to the right. But then if you toggle it to over time in Buzzsprout, you can see, y'all, there are peaks and valleys. You can see where it's like, oh, hot dang, like you finally got it started, like you understood what you were doing, and you know, you got the trend going up, and then all of a sudden, oh, it nosedived, but then it came back up, and then it peaked and valleyed. And that is a content creator's journey, my friends. Like, that is what you can expect. And so if your stats look like this, you're in good company. Those are my numbers, like from my podcast. So I want you to know that it's totally fine if you have a trend over time of peaks and valleys, because at the end of the day, looking at that up and to the right, like that's the number that I truly look at as, wow, what an accomplishment of what you've been able to do. And I can especially speak to this from the YouTube like view side. So if we were to swap this from podcast downloads to YouTube views, I'm getting close to, like, I've already passed the, I think, 850,000 view mark. So I'm getting close to 1 million views on my YouTube channel. I don't know about you, but that's really exciting. I don't even care how long it's taken me to get there, but it is really exciting. But if I was just to look at my last video and see, like, oh, it only got that many views? Really? Like, well, that's not 10,000 like this other person over here, or 25,000 like this, or 1 million like this other, you know, team that's working on YouTube videos over here. But I look at my overall stats and I feel really dang proud of what that looks like for my podcast and for my YouTube channel. So that's how I look at the metrics that they matter. So yes, downloads over time can be important for you to see the seasonality. Like, I can tell every December and January, I'm going to have higher numbers, especially in January, I'm going to have higher numbers because people want to know, how do I start a podcast? It's the content that keeps on giving, and I always get a lot of hits in January, and then it kind of declines and it has its peaks and lulls throughout the year. But that's how I would use downloads over time to really see the cycles that your content has, or the seasonality versus your total up and to the right downloads. Now, the next one, listener retention. Where are people dropping off of your content? Now, this isn't as easy to see inside your Buzzsprout dashboard, but this is better within the individual podcast players. So like for Apple Podcast Connect or in Spotify for Podcasters, you can log into these platforms and see, well, where are people dropping off? And even on YouTube, you can see, what's your watch time? Like, are people only watching the first 30 seconds of your video, and then there's like a steep drop off? It's like a, like, it's like a cliff. Of like, where is that? Like, where is that happening in your episode? So this is something that you can really investigate and see on particular episodes, on, you know, what's resonating with your audience. Where are they dropping off? Are you rambling too much in your content? And that's kind of a good indicator of where you may need to change some things. The other one is top performing episodes. What are those things that are resonating most with your audience? And I know we keep talking about YouTube, sorry about that, but it's top of mind for me because I recently just did a deep dive. Even though I know we're talking about podcasters, I do want to bridge the gap and talk to YouTubers too, because one thing for me is I posted this video on, it was all about how to post your first thread. So Threads by Instagram, it was right when that came out. I was like, oh, I'm going to create a tutorial video, because it was like the first day or second day that the app had launched. And so I recorded a quick tutorial of like, hey, I'm posting my first thread. This is how it works. That video still gets hundreds of views every single week. Every single week. It's like, it's a great performing short that I love having out there. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool that that's out there. And so I know that that's resonating, even though I'm not going to continue to create content about threads. I'm not the threads expert. I really don't get on the app that much, but it's like, oh, I can see that that resonates. What's the other top performing episodes? If I look at the actual Profit Podcast in Buzzsprout, I can see some of my case study episodes continue to get a lot of traction. The Office Ladies case study that I did, it gets caught up in algorithms, and I know it gets picked up from having the words Office Ladies Podcast in the title. But what are your top performing episodes? Go into your Buzzsprout app and look at the stats that are there. Look at it has your top five episodes right there. So you can see what are people actually listening to and what's resonating with them. There's an explicit content episode that always gets picked up because people are like, what does this mean? I'm sure it's a Google, like top Google search. Maybe it's even in ChatGPT, but I know that people are searching for this. So I want you to go do an investigation. Like, what are the top topics for your content and what's really resonating with your audience? The other thing that we'll measure is your website traffic. So either you can look at this in Kit, if you're looking at like what are the top landing pages, like where people are opting into things, or if you use Google Analytics, Adobe Analytics, like whatever analytics tool that you're using, look at those and see like what's really resonating with people. That way you can see like, oh, okay, like people love my podcast editing freebie. If you haven't checked that out, then we'll have a link to it. This is a very popular PDF guide that you just go and download it. It has 18 editing hacks that I recommend for anyone that's struggling with editing their podcast, but it is a high performer. I can go into Kit and see how many people have downloaded it, how many people have visited that page. I can look at the conversion rates for signups. So all of those things. I love these metrics. And one of the top performers actually for getting people on my email list, this is a nice segue into the metrics that matter. I love looking at my email metrics. I look at them almost every day. So I don't look at my podcast stats. I will call that out. My podcast stats, my YouTube stats, I don't look at those every day. I'm inside Kit almost every single day because it's the platform I'm really trying to grow in 2025. And so I look, well, where are new people coming in from and where are they getting routed? I look at my automations. I look at, you know, the new leads. I can see, well, they came from the Creator Network. If you want to know more about the Creator Network within Kit, we've created a whole playlist of all of our Kit videos for you to go check it out. But highly recommend being on the Creator Network because it's where a lot of my leads have come from for my email list. So speaking of email lists, like what are your open rates? What are your click-through rates? What does that look like? All of that's going to live inside your email service provider. So you should be looking at these at a minimum on a monthly basis. Like I truly believe that. I used to say like on a quarterly basis. No, on a monthly basis, you need to know how are your emails performing? Are people opening them? Are they clicking on them? Are they engaging with the content that you're sending? Because it's really, truly important. And then the last metric is just looking at Buzzsprout and seeing, well, what are some of the other pieces that you can understand, whether it's location, like where is your audience hanging out? Where's the majority of them coming from? Are there top cities or places? Or any of the other metric points that you think are important to your show. If you have a local show, or maybe you speak to a more local audience that's like contained in an area, could you do an event? Like, do you have like 1,000 people? Do you have 100 people? Do you have 50 people listening to your show on a regular basis where you can say, hey, we're going to do a meetup over the summer. Like, who wants to join? Who's going to do it? If we do it in this city or, you know, at this special event venue, like whatever that is. But I think that looking at your metrics and exploring the different things that you can see is really what will help you get more comfortable. Remember, we talked about that at the very beginning. I want you to feel comfortable in looking at your metrics. And the only way to do that is to actually look at your metrics. You have to look at them. I know it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. It's not comfortable sometimes, but you just got to do it. But let's talk about going, taking all these metrics we just talked about and tying them back to some of your original goals. So for me, my goal is growing my email list. So I don't obsess over my download numbers because my downloads don't always translate into my email list, like my leads, my subscribers, the people that are actually listening to me and want to hear from me every single week. So they are similar audiences, but they are slightly different because I would love to turn a podcast listener into an email subscriber because I know an email subscriber, I can put my podcast in front of them. I can put the YouTube channel in front of them. I can put a lot of different things in front of my email subscribers, but I can't always do that on my podcast. So I think when it looks, when we look at the metrics that really matter, please don't ignore your email list because it is super, super important. And actually, this is a good place for anybody that's listening and watching on YouTube. If you have questions about emails, like drop them in the chat. I want to know what questions, because while we have created tons of content in partnership with Kit previously, I want to know what different things, like demonstrations I can do for our community here. Do you want to see funnel creation? Do you want to see automations? Do you want to see how I do rules and like all the different landing pages? Like, I'm happy to do those tutorials, but let me know what specific questions you have. Or if you're listening on the audio version, send us a fan mail. We would love to hear from you and I would love to hear your questions. But let's bring this home, okay? So let's talk about how to make data work for you. Now, let's say that you have all of these metrics that we just talked about, right? What is it going to look like to see these metrics on a regular basis? For me personally, I have to have this in a view that's not intimidating. And I know I've brought up Coach Jen a few times. It's been a while since I gave her a shout out. So Coach Jen, we're going to give you a shout out because I worked with her. Let me see. It would have been in 2023. We met in person at Podcast Movement Evolutions in Vegas. And she and I really bonded over like, oh my gosh, like we just like so chatty. Of course, it's a podcast conference. We got super chatty. And she was actually on the show. So we'll link to her episode a while back. But she ended up being my coach for a few months. And I told her that I really struggled with data. Like I really struggled with the operations pieces of my business and how it felt really overwhelming with all the numbers and you have to track so many of them and like, oh, just don't like doing it. I just want to create. Like that's really what it came down to. It's like, I just want to turn on the camera, be behind the microphone. I just want to create content. I don't like the numbers. And she said to me, she was like, well, I know that from our different conversations that you like fun. Like you chase fun, like that's our motto around here. Like, how can you chase fun? And she said, what would that look like for you? And I was like, oh, emojis. And I know that sounds so simple and probably ridiculous, but emojis were the answer that I had at the time. Is like, if I could put emojis in a spreadsheet, then that would make it so much more fun for me. And I would really just appreciate it. And it wouldn't be so like nails on a chalkboard for me. And so that's what I started doing. So now whenever we pull metrics from all the different platforms, we still do this on a monthly basis. I do have a spreadsheet that has all of our metrics from across everything at Profit Media, from the website, the email list, the podcast, the YouTube channel, the socials, the, you know, revenue, like everything that we're doing, we have everything pulled into a spreadsheet. And every single month, I'm updating the information. So we have a snapshot. But the other thing that I started doing, and this is new in 2025, is I also have a sheet. It's just a Google Doc. And I'll share here with you what it looks like. But basically, I share the highlights and lowlights for each month and what worked well. Because when I look at the metrics, that's all they are. They're just numbers, right? But when I attach meaning to them, that's when they have meaning. So I can say, oh, I had a spike in revenue because we did a B-School affiliate launch. Or we had a spike in our email list opt-ins because we were a part of a summit. Or I had like, do you see where I'm going? Like, I really want to highlight the key pieces of what worked well and maybe what didn't work so well, because then I can learn from them. What worked? What flopped? What do we want to do again? What do we never want to do again? And if you're not tracking all of these metrics in that way, it's really hard when you're at the end of the year. So let's fast forward to December 31st, 2025. You're, you know, sitting under the New Year's ball is dropping and you're looking at the last year, the last 12 months, and you're just like, oh man, what worked well and what didn't? If you don't have some of this information already written down, I can speak from experience on this, it's pretty overwhelming to look back at the year and say, I don't know what the heck we accomplished. I don't really know what we did because I haven't been tracking it all year. So what I started doing is I write this down every single month. So you don't have to go into the detail of writing every single number down, all of your metrics. I keep a lot of these in Engi. This is a tool that I use for my performance metrics and for our social media scheduling. We'll put a link in the show notes and, you know, on the page here, crystalprofit.com/Engi. But it's one of those things that it helps me really look at my numbers in a snapshot and see, okay, that worked well, that didn't work. Here's some notes about that. That way, when I go to plan things in the future, I can see, what do we want to do more of? What do we want to do less of? And where can we double down on our efforts or maybe make an investment in the business that will pay off big time in the future? So when you have your data, this is what you can do, but you have to have it first. You have to have these numbers. You have to understand these numbers. You have to be comfortable with these numbers in order to make these decisions in the future, in order to analyze them in this new profound way. You have to feel comfortable with them. And again, that's what we're working on here today. But I think that if you were to use some of your top episodes to think about your like brainstorming content calendar ideas for the future, like that's one way that you can use it. If you're looking at what are some spinoffs or some bonus content, or how can you take like your top performing episodes and turn them into a playlist that ends up being a lead magnet that can help you grow your email list. Like, I mean, I could just go on and on. I'm an idea machine. I know this about myself. So I could keep going on about all the different things that you could do, but I want to know, what would you do if you could just snap your fingers and have all of your metrics and they're beautifully laid out? Like, let me know if you want us to create a template for this. Like, tell me. Like, I'm happy to create a template. I'm happy to give you my template of what we created for all the different metrics that we track in our business. But this is something I'm really passionate about because, again, I didn't understand these things. I was overwhelmed with my numbers, but I'm on the other side of it. And I can tell you, I'm so freaking happy that we figured this out when we did, because it's very powerful today. So I think I got on the soapbox at the very beginning and I never really stepped down. So I'm gonna step off for a second. We're gonna land this plane. But I wanna just say, your podcast data, your numbers, they don't have to be scary. They should be helpful. They should be really assisting you in your strategic decision making so that you can have better content in the future and make those deeper connections with your audience. And it shouldn't be something that you ignore because it's the big bad wolf out to get you. Your numbers are not out to get you. They are there to help you. And then the other piece we'll say is you don't have to track everything. Just track the things that tie back to your goals. Again, I'm living inside of Kit because I want to grow my email list. I am trying to grow my email list this year. I'm not living in YouTube or my podcast downloads because, yes, they're complementary to my other goals, but I'm really focused on building my email list in 2025. And then the other piece is once you understand what's really working, you can focus on those, like get laser focused on them and stop guessing. Stop guessing what's working. Stop guessing that next thing that you should create or what should you talk about or what guests should you have on. Go back to your numbers. Like the numbers are telling you. They're telling you what you should focus on. Your numbers are your audience's way of voting for what they want more of. They're telling you. Your audience is telling you with those downloads, with those metrics. So, I mean, I'm going to wrap up here because this has been an incredible episode. I was a little nervous to record this because honestly, I have a little baggage. I got a lot of baggage. Come on. I got a lot of baggage with talking about numbers and metrics, but I think that this is an opportunity for you. If you struggle with these, please reach out to me and let me know how we can create resources to support you because I don't want you to be stuck. I don't want you to be someone that is heads down, not looking up, blinders on, never looks at your numbers just because you're scared of them. We want to send you more resources and we'll link to them in the episode description on things that you can do. There's podcast episodes, YouTube videos that we've already created. We'll put together a playlist of the different resources that you can check out that already exist. But I want to know specifically what we can create to help you. One resource that we have before I wrap up is Podcasters Connect. If you have not joined us, please join us. We have a free on-demand training that gives you more insights and information into Podcasters Connect. You can go to crystalprofit.com/growth to check it out, but we would love to have you join us inside our community. You can join today for free. So go check it out. But that's all I have for you today. So if this is your first time tuning in, make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening and watching today. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. Hey, Profit Podcast listeners, thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message, and I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.